It's time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, a daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
Doing all right, yourself?
Not too bad, I suppose. Not too bad. But I don't have, you know, replacement listeners that are dictating my life.
No.
That make any sense?
I don't know. Not really.
Was I stretching for that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of a referee thing in radio. I just really don't know of any, I guess. That's a good thing, I'm supposing, huh? Brett, how are you this morning?
Oh, not too bad.
Good. Brett Holtz from Camblin Plumbing and Heating in with us today. You'd like to tell us what's going on at the shop.
Hey, if you're tired of carrying wood in for that fireplace, see Camblin Plumbing and Heating about a new gas fireplace. We carry the Lennox line of quality direct vent fireplaces with models to fit into existing wood-burning fireplaces as well as freestanding units. Lennox's assortment of units truly lets you personalize your model to fit your decor and needs. With one of these beautiful units, you will enjoy more than just the ambiance. You will be thrilled at the amount of heat that will be available. And the fact that none of your heat... No, not none. This isn't right. Some of your heat will go up the chimney, but not like a regular fireplace. Also, Camblin Plumbing and Heating carries a large variety of gas logs in several different sizes. Give us a call at 243-1512 in Atlantic or at 755-3286.
Truth in advertising,
you
right
betcha.
There.
You betcha. That's what I get for not proofreading.
Who writes this stuff anyway? Huh?
I read it last year. I don't know.
Sometimes they just sit in the file. Yeah. Very good. Hey, you know, sometimes it's kind of fun to go back and look at something, and we do that sometimes on our birthdays. You'll see birthday cards and maybe little booklets and things like that at different places where it'll show the day you were born, how much this cost and what this was and who was this and where it was where and what song was number one and all this kind of stuff. And people kind of like to go back and do some of those things. I was looking at some of that stuff the other day. And I got to thinking about, just prices and stuff. It's always kind of fun to look back and see what things were at different times and what have you. And it's kind of difficult sometimes to go way back because, you know, especially with the brand name stuff. Some of it's not real old, so you can't really go back all that far. But I found a website that's called foodtimeline.org, which is kind of interesting. They try to trace prices and some stuff back all the way like to the 1600s.
Wow.
I mean, it's one thing to do it back to your birthday. You know, that's doable. But they were tracing stuff way back. And in some cases, they had some problems because of some issues like, well, for example, bartering was a big deal for quite some time.
I was going to say, did they put a price on a squirrel or a rabbit? Or
Well, close. In some cases, close. But, you know, they do stuff for like corn and bread and rice, pork, flour, stuff like that, all the basics. I mean, they're not going to go out and do, you know, Pillsbury muffin mix. Because obviously that wasn't around
right
at the time. But, you know, they were going through and looking at some of the different things and kind of, it was kind of comparing prices over time. But, yeah, I was interested to see when I was looking through the website at first. I thought, okay, well, I'll bite. I'll check on this a little bit. And then I saw going all the way back to like the 1600s. And I thought, you got to be kidding me. How did they do that? Well, they kind of do some little narratives about how some of those things went going down through a little bit year by year. And you can look at some of the details and things there too. But they'll do things like Thanksgiving food prices is a popular one. I know the Iowa Farm Bureau does their food deal every year where that's what they look at is some of the basics in a Thanksgiving and a holiday meal. Sometimes folks will just use basic provisions, different things like that. But, you know, as we get along a little bit further, and you zip through some of those things, then you start to find some other products that are on the market today that, you know, when you look at popular items through time, you kind of make some comparisons and things, too. Sometimes it's a little bit difficult because some things kind of change. Sometimes, like candy bars will slightly change the size, what have you, instead of changing the price all the time. You know, and everything's a lot of those things are commodities. The prices change almost day to day in some cases, depending upon how they're traded. But some things that they went back through, like, for example, Kellogg's Corn Flakes. They've been around for a while. You know, it was a 19th century thing that Quaker Oats came up with. But when you take a look at, you run through some of the history of it is one thing, but when you look at some of the pricing and stuff, June 29th of 1907, they just listed as large size. There was no actual ounces or whatever on it. It was 10 cents. And that 10-cent price actually hung around for quite a long time. It was anywhere from 10, dropping to 9, then to 8, then to 12 and 11 cents, and 7.5 cents, 7 cents at one point. But the sizes kind of changed. After a while, there started to be sizes pop up. All of a sudden, it's like 8 ounces, and then 11 ounces, and 13 ounces. But it stayed just pennies, really, for a very long time, actually. It was still 99 cents up until 1983. And in 1984, it actually dropped to 89 cents for a 12-ounce package of Kellogg's Corn Flakes. Then there were some price increases that started fairly steadily and up to the price they list today for a 12-ounce box at $3.79. Long time, it kind of stayed relatively static. And then all of a sudden, off she goes. You know, the prices and things change. When you look at some of the other common products that we use, like, well, say, for example, a Coca-Cola. Mm-hmm. When you take a look at that, that's been around for a little while now. And when you take a look at how some of those things first started, they were saying that Coca-Cola back in 1949 bought 5 cents a bottle. A nickel. I can still remember as a child, we used to get those little 8-ounce bottles. We'd go up to one of the drugstores, and Mom would do some business there. While she was doing that, she had us four boys with her. And, well, you know, you got to find a way to keep four boys quiet and occupied. So she would always give us each a dime. And we'd go over to the machine and drop a dime in the machine, and out would come that little 8-ounce bottle. And it was a glass bottle. We weren't allowed to take it out of the store. We had to redeem it right there. You know, we had to give it back when we were done. So you had to drink the pop in the store. Boy, she had some fired up youngsters by the time that little shopping trip was done. But that's one of those memories for me anyway that we had. But when you take a look back at some of the pricing and things, when you first look, when Coca-Cola was launched in 1886, it was offered free to customers in drugstore soda fountains. It was a popular period marketing strategy that soon created a demand for the product. So a lot of times early in the days, give it away free. Get folks excited about it, get them used to it, and then you go from there. But then you start looking at some of the pricing over time. We mentioned 1949, 5 cents a bottle, 25 cents for a six-bottle carton. But they did all kinds of different things, too. The 5-cent soda pop, like the nickel candy bar, soon kind of went out of existence. Things started to change, but the packaging all changed, too. You know, it started out in bottles, and then you end up going into cans later on, and the cans took different shapes. There were cans that were shaped kind of like big cones and things. There were all kinds of different shapes and sizes and things. But as you start to plow through the years, for example, in 1964, a Coca-Cola was 27 cents for two 12-ounce cans. If you wanted to, in 1972, get a six-pack of 12-ounce cans, it was 69 cents. You'd run to the store today for 69 cents, wouldn't you? That wouldn't be too bad. Also, in 1982, the one-liter bottle was 99 cents. You can run it on up to today, where typically they have all kinds of different pricings and things there, but about $1.89 for a...
two-liter?
It's a two-liter bottle, so it's list the ounces here, but it's about two-liter bottles, what we're used to these days, so you know the prices kind of move around. The Hershey bar, they list the Hershey bar index is kind of interesting because they say tracking the prices of regular candy bars is a complicated project because over the years the definition of regular has also changed because sometimes the size and weight changes. Candy bars are a different breed. It's not as radical as some people seem to think, but there are slight modifications and changes in candy bar shapes and sizes over times, largely due to the fact they want to try to keep the prices as consistent as they can. And so the manufacturers will take off maybe a quarter of an ounce or something to try to keep the price relatively the same. You know, the products, a lot of the products in a candy bar are commodities that changes every day on the market. So they try to do the best they can, but in 1908, you could get a 9/16 of an ounce piece of chocolate for 2 cents. This comes from the Hershey Company. 1921, you could get a 1 ounce, not very much, 1 ounce for 5 cents. And that nickel stayed actually for a very long time. It was anywhere from an ounce to 2 ounces to around 3/4 of an ounce. But they kept that nickel all the way up until 1968. That's a long time to keep that same price. But even though, looking through time, 10 cents for quite a while. It went to 15, 20, 25. Now a one in 1986, it was 1.65 ounces was 40 cents. And then as you start to move up the line, then things kind of changed a little bit. They kind of changed the shape and size and what have you. And now they list 99 cents as being kind of the common price around the country for a Hershey bar at 1.55 ounces. Sizes and shapes and stuff, as they say, change a little bit over time, but it's really kind of difficult. Here's another one, too. You're familiar with this thing that was, you know, invented like, what, 1955? The McDonald's hamburger? You ever hear of that?
I think I've tried one once or
You've
twice.
Tried one or two of them over time? Well, that's always kind of an interesting study as well. They say that, in fact, if you go back here, 1955 was when the first one was open. It says, in fact, there's a little narrative here. It says, on that cold, cloudy first day of business, Mr. Kroc's number one McDonald's, this was in 1955, the first day of business, they sold $366.12 worth of 15-cent hamburgers, 19-cent cheeseburgers, 20-cent milkshakes, and 10-cent sodas and orders of fries. Oh, what we wouldn't do for those prices today, huh? And in fact, some of us probably remember some of those really inexpensive prices, too, when we were young.
You know, I can remember going down to Maryville, and they were celebrating an anniversary for McDonald's, and they did do the 19-cent cheeseburgers. Boy, we packed in on those that day.
I bet you did. Well, they kept those actually relatively steady for about 10 or so years. In 1968, the hamburger went to 18 cents. It went to 30 cents in 1974. By 1979, it was 38 cents. It made it to 50 cents in 1984. It was 62 cents in 1987. In 1990, the burger went to 75 cents, and it reached, let's see, when did it reach that dollar mark? Oh, pretty much never. Now, I guess. But, 2007, still 89 cents for the hamburger. When you take a look through time, you don't really see too much. But that's pretty interesting when you think of that sign that sits up on a McDonald's these days. How many billions, sir? Remember when we were young, Brett? You remember when we were young, when we drove by, when the sign used to change all the time?
Yeah.
And they'd list 2 million served or 8 million served, whatever. And it was always changing over time. Now I think they just put billions and billions and billions or something. I don't know.
I think there's more restaurants than what there was burgers served than we were.
That's true. That's probably very true. But yeah, we remember all kinds of little things like that. And how many times we went in, and yeah, the prices were just pennies. It was the change in your pocket. You could have lunch literally with the change in your pocket. Actually, the prices aren't all that much in some of those cases with some of those different products today, comparatively, when you, factor inflation and things in like that too. But you know, they list a lot of other things on that site as well. They list Oreo cookies down through time and stuff. Oh. Some other products and things that you could look and see. Yeah, when the first Oreo cookies came out in 1913. They didn't have a size listed, but it was anywhere from 10 to 25 cents for that. But yeah, that's, again, that's one of those that stayed relatively static for a long time before the pricing started to increase kind of dramatically, considering where it had been for a very long time. But interesting to go back and look through some of those things. And, you know, it's always kind of fun to do that because it sparks a memory. Memories are kind of fun, but you remember the good old days? Sometimes the good old days weren't as good old as you remember them.
Yeah.
Sometimes you find some positives and stuff, too. It was kind of fun to look back. It just kind of made me remember about some of those little trips that we'd take to the local drive-thru or whatever when we were young. So kind of interesting to see some of those different things and see where the prices have gone over time. I'm not even going to do gas. Sorry. We're not going there this morning.
Well, I can tell you, in 30 years, the price of a good furnace at Lennox has went from $2,500. And I can still sell you one for 28, so that isn't that bad.
Some things change, some things stay the same.
Yeah, yeah.
Very good. Well, tell us more about Camlin Plumbing and Heating.
Camlin Plumbing and Heating are pros at bathroom and kitchen remodels. We have the most diverse group of suppliers for you to choose from. We have the most contacts with carpenters to work with, and we have the experience in the area in innovative ways to make that room reflect your wants and needs. We've got the best countertops and cabinets with our Town Center cabinetry offerings, and we have the best prices in town. You want quality, efficiency, and functionality, and Camlin Plumbing and Heating gives you that each and every time. Let us help you make that remodel easy and fun to go through. Give us a call at 243-1512 in Atlantic or at 755-3286 in Harlan. The thought of the day today is by Peter MacArthur. Says, some people have so much respect for their superiors, that they have none left for themselves.
Okay, very good. I don't know any of those people. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that very much. Anybody else hungry now? Hey, you go out making a great day, and God bless America.